Now hear this healing story from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. Then Jesus left the region of Tyre, went through Sidon, back to Galilee Lake, and over to the district of the Ten Towns. Some people brought a man who could neither hear nor speak, and asked Jesus to lay a healing hand on him. He took the man off by himself, put his fingers in the man's ears, and some spit on the man's tongue. Then Jesus looked up, groaned mightily, and commanded, "Ephphatha, open up." And it happened. The man's hearing was clear and his speech plain, just like that. Jesus urged them to keep quiet, but they talked it up all the more, beside themselves with excitement. "He's done it all, and done it well. He gives hearing to the deaf, speech to the speechless."
Dear ones, let's be together in prayer. Loving God, breathe into us. Fill our lungs with your presence. Fill this room with you. Breathe new life into your word, that we might be remade, renewed, that the gospel might be made new again. Amen. I mean, ew. Did we really just hear what David said? I mean, did Jesus really just stick his fingers in somebody's ear and then spit on their tongue? Yeah, he did, right? I mean, he really did just stick his fingers in someone's ears and then he just spit on their tongue. I mean, why would Jesus do something like that? There's only one response to that, right? And we know what it is. You can join along with me. Ew! Gross! Now, why would Jesus do something like that? I mean, he's supposed to be so holy and so pure and so perfect, and you'd figure he'd be clean and hygienic. I mean, why would he do something like that? Well, consider this. Here we have a man who's deaf, and he's having trouble speaking plainly, so it's a challenge for him. So his friends and his family come to Jesus, and they beg him to heal this man. Now, we know that Jesus can heal from far away. We heard that story in the story before our story this morning. Because in the story before our story this morning, there's a little girl who's very sick. And so her mother leaves her and off to search for Jesus because she had heard that Jesus can help. So after this very intense conversation between the mother and Jesus, Jesus just simply says, "Fine, go home, she's healed." And when she gets home, she finds that, in fact, Jesus has healed her daughter, even though he never saw her, even though she was far away. But in our story, Jesus is not far away from the deaf man. You see, he is right up close and personal. For when Jesus hears that this deaf man needs to be healed, he takes him off to the side to a private place. And it's there that he sticks his fingers in the man's ear and spits on his tongue and says to him, "Be opened." And it worked. The man was opened, his tongue was loosed, he could speak plainly, and he could hear again. It is a gross story, but it's not only gross. Because in this story, we see a Jesus who is not afraid to get up close and personal, not afraid to risk our bad breath, not afraid to touch a sick person. He's not afraid to come right face to face with us and love us and heal us and care for us. And care for us to the point where the people get so excited about who Jesus is and what he is all about. And even though Jesus isn't ready for his secret to be unleashed to the world, even though he tells the people not to say anything, they can't contain themselves, they can't keep themselves quiet, so they run around the countryside telling everybody who Jesus was and what he had done. Can you see in this story how a little bit of care can excite people? Can you see a little bit of personal care by Jesus does amazing things and causes these ripples in the world? You know, our passage doesn't tell us this, but I imagine that the people that were there that day, the people who were cared for, the people who saw this healing going on, I bet you they weren't only excited. I bet you they didn't only tell people about Jesus, but I bet you some of them, maybe even many of them, were motivated, inspired to go out and care for others even as they had been cared for. Sometimes following Jesus seems so complicated. We read these stories that we don't understand, and Jesus tells us to do these hard and challenging things, and sometimes following Jesus seems so complicated, but then other times, maybe it's not so complicated after all. I mean, in our story, being Christ-like, following Jesus is really about three simple things. The first thing being Christ-like is about, it's about being with people. I mean, just being present with people. You know, being there with them. Not only by phone or Skype or Facebook, though that's a way of presence, I guess. But of being right there with people, risking contact. And it's risky too, because people are kind of a pain in the butt sometimes, but that's okay, because Jesus invites us to be with them. But being Christ-like is not only about being with people, it's also about caring for people. I mean, meeting the real needs of real people, and not only in miraculous ways, like we see in our story where Jesus heals a man of deafness. It's about caring for people right in the flow of our lives with what we have, our time, our talents, our resources, feeding people and smiling at people and just caring for people in simple ways throughout our week over time. And being Christ-like is not only about being with people, it's not only about caring for people, but it's about being with people and caring for people in a way that's contagious. Right, a way that excites people and energizes people so that they're cared for, they go out and care for others. And so when we care for people, we do it not begrudgingly, not because we feel like we have to, not because we think we're going to get something in return, but we care for people lovingly, willingly, freely. So I'm not encouraging you, please don't hear me say this, to go stick your fingers in somebody's ears and to spit on their tongue, because, I mean, ew, that's gross, right? Please, guys, kids, hear me. But I am encouraging us to do a few simple things, all of us. To be with people. To care for people in simple ways in the flow of our lives. And to do that in such a way that our caring for others moves them to care for the people they come in contact with. Simple. But imagine if more and more we did that in our lives. Imagine if our Christ-like caring became more and more a part of what we do. Imagine what being Christ-like could make our community and our world be like. Amen.